Then there is the practice of mindful walking. During the practice of walking, we also stop our thinking. If you think while we walk, you are not really walking. During the time we walk, we focus our attention on the steps. And we coordinate our breathing with our walking. And of course, when you focus your attention on your in-breath and your step, you are a free person. You walk as a free person on this planet Earth. And you enjoy every step. When we walk with the Sangha, we should not walk too slowly. Alone we can practice slow walking meditation. But with the Sangha, we have to walk normally. Breathing in, you might like to make two or three steps. And you may say, I have arrived. I have arrived. I have arrived in the here and the now, where life is available. I have arrived means I don't run, I don't want to run anymore. I have run all my life. Now I decide to live my life properly. So every step bring me home to the here and the now so that I can touch life deeply. I have arrived. It means I don't want to run. And the destination of arrival is the here and the now, where true life is possible. My body is there, the cosmos is there, swing time is there, everything concerning life is there. I have arrived. I have arrived. And then when you breathe out, you might make three steps or four steps. Usually your in-breath is a little bit shorter than your out-breath. So when you breathe in and make two steps, you will breathe out and make three or four steps. The number of steps where when you breathe out is bigger. Usually, for me, when I breathe in, 3 seconds, and then I breathe out 5 seconds. When I breathe in and make 3 steps, and then when I breathe out, I make 5 steps. When I breathe in 4 seconds, usually when I breathe out, I make 6 seconds. When I 5, 8, 6, 9. And there are times when the in-breath can last 10 seconds and the out-breath can last 15, and sometimes 12 and 18. And if you breathe like this, 1 minute is only enough for 2 in-breath and 2 out-breath. Especially in the sitting position, sometimes you can arrive at this. Breathing in 12 seconds and breathing out 18 seconds. If you have a clock, and then it can help, you can breathe with the clock, with the sound of the clock, tick-tock. So the same thing is true with walking. Breathing in, you might begin with 2 steps. I have arrived, I have arrived. And when you breathe out, I'm home, home, home. The essential is that you feel at home. This is not a declaration. This is not a verbal declaration. This is a realization. When you breathe out and you make a step, you say, I am home. It means I don't have to run anywhere anymore. My home is in the here and the now. Because in the Buddhist tradition, we learn that The past is no longer there. The future is not yet there. There is only the present moment for us to live. And that is why every breath and every step brings us home to the present moment. So, home here means the here and the now, where all the wonders of life are available, where your body is available. So I have arrived, I'm home. For beginners, they might like to practice slow walking meditation alone. They might breathe in and they just make one step and they say, I have arrived. And they have to invest all their body and their mind into making that step in order to truly arrive, 100%. You cannot arrive 100% in the here and the now unless you invest all your body and your mind into it. And if you have not arrived 100%, stay there. Don't make another step. Stay there and breathe until you are sure that you have arrived 100%. And then you smile, a smile of victory, and you make another step. But that can be done only when you are alone. When you walk with other people, you will create a traffic jam. And you don't need someone to tell you whether you have arrived 100% or not. You know. When you arrive, you feel very comfortable in the here and the now. You are satisfied with the here and the now. You don't need to run anymore. You have realized stopping samatha. And you know it. And that brings peace and happiness to you right away. It's just one step. So walk in such a way that you can arrive at every step. You are not looking for something else in the future. You are touching the kingdom of God. You are touching the land of the Buddha in the here and the now. Because your body is already a wonder and everything is a wonder around you. And you are completely satisfied with the here and the now. You are at home. You are home. And you have arrived. So walking meditation is to enjoy going home to the here and the now and enjoy that moment, touching the wonders of life. And when you do that with a group of people who are doing the same thing, and you are supported by the collective energy of the Sangha, and the walking becomes easier. Every step is enjoyable. And walking like that, you make the place into the kingdom of God, into the pure land of the Buddha, in right here and right now. And if you are a beginner, you can make good use of the collective energy of the Sangha in order to walk or to sit. You might like to focus your attention on the sole of your foot. You become aware of the contact between your foot and the ground, Mother Earth. You walk as if you kiss Mother Earth with your foot with love. You are aware of Mother Earth that has brought you to life and that will welcome you back and bring you alive again. So walking like that, like kissing the earth, enjoying the present moment. Every step will be healing, healing at every step. Every step is nourishing. Every step is a miracle. The Zen master Linji of the Tang Dynasty said that the miracle is not to walk on water or on fire or on thin air. The miracle is to walk on earth. To be alive and to be walking on this planet Earth can be a great pleasure, can be a miracle. And every one of us can perform the miracle of walking mindfully. We enjoy every step. There are those of us who spend 6 months in a sky lab, and when they come home to Earth, they enjoy so much walking on Earth. So just walking can give us a lot of pleasure. And there are those of us who can heal ourselves just by walking. Every step is a miracle. Every step is healing. Every step is nourishment. I have arrived. I am home. I have arrived in the here and in the now. I am solid. I am free. I have arrived, it means I have arrived in the here and the now. I am home means I am here and the now. So here and now are the same thing. I am solid. I am free. It means breathing in and making a step. I dwell solidly in the here and the now. I am not being pulled away by the past or by the future. I am solid. And because I can dwell solidly in the here and the now, I am a free person. I am free from the worries and the uncertainty concerning the future. I am free from the regret and the sorrow concerning the past. I am free from my projects. That is why I walk as a free person. I am solid and I enjoy the here and the now. And walking like that, you may enjoy the beautiful planet, the pure land of the Buddha, or the kingdom of God. Or you may go further, you can touch the ultimate. In the ultimate, I dwell. Later on, we shall talk about how to touch the ultimate in the here and the now. But we can already now we say that with mindful breathing, with mindful walking, we can get in touch the wonder with the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now. The body is a wonder of life. The trees out there are wonders of life. The sunshine, everything, and planet Earth, and the sun, our star, they are all wonders. And breathing and walking, we can get in touch with those wonders. And that can be done only in the here and the now. It's very clear, very simple. And we need to make good use of the collective energy with Sangha in order to do it. To always go back to the here and the now and to get in touch with the wonders of life. And the energy that we use to do that is mindfulness, concentration. When you make a step that can bring you home to the here and the now, you release everything. You are in touch with the wonders of life, with the planet Earth. You become a free person. How much freedom you get when you make one step? You know. There may be a way to measure the degree of freedom that you have when you breathe in or you make a step. But one thing you can know. The more you are mindful, the more you are concentrated, the freer you become. And the more you enjoy the present moment. It is possible to generate the energy of joy, the energy of happiness, the energy of peace just by the practice of mindful breathing, mindful sitting, and mindful walking.